utters a bit. Hey, what's up?
You did rub on the udders. And it is 11:35. It's a Wednesday.
Who am I?
Big udder guy, I guess.
Farmer Donnie.
I guess so.
It's Donovan Lewis. It's Matt McLaren. No Corby today.
I always thought you were more of a bottom guy.
I am.
The booty.
Thank you.
That's why we like to travel together.
Something for everybody.
We're not gonna be in competition, right?
Nope.
All right. I Jugs. Like that.
Not at all.
Okay, calm down. No Corby. Go ahead, Travis.
Okay, yeah. No Corby today for the Birdhouse, so I'll be handling it. Normally, you can send them to at Corby Davidson on the X and the Twitter, but today, at Invasion 9 till 1. If you get it in before the end of the segment, I might read it. Let's go to Ranch Pizza, who was listening to the show earlier. Speaking of plain telephone, why was it a thing to have a phone in the bathroom? And is Donnie getting any closer to the bathroom TV? I think he's talking about like at a hotel where you'd have the toilet
those are great.
Phone.
Those are great.
In case you get in a bad situation, run out of TP or something.
Okay, everyone, get your bingo cards out. On an episode of Martin, there was a... Travis won. Travis won.
Yes.
When he was getting married, Tommy called from the bathroom, and he said, "I'm calling from the bathroom, dog." And I do that every time I go to a hotel and there's a bathroom there. Like, when we walk in, I'll immediately go to the bathroom and call the phone so my wife can pick up, and I'll do that exact same thing.
And they don't put him in there for no reason. There was a, like...
Sometimes emergencies happen in the toilet. You need to call someone.
Is it a safety thing, or is it just...
But now people with cell phones, it doesn't matter because people will take their phones into the bathroom. So now you should probably not see any in there anymore.
Yeah, but I got a nice run of Candy Crush going right now.
Hey, I don't know if I want to use that in a hotel room. You just never know what's going on in there. What kind of particles.
I've never been in a bathroom with a phone.
Really?
What? I think some of the fancier hotels will have the phone in a bathroom.
Yeah, I seem to remember... like the DoubleTree in Austin definitely had them because we saw them every year when I would go there in high school. From Black Fred Flintstone.
The Great Gazoo.
The Nico / DFW villain conversation that popped up a while back has me thinking. We know of sports figures that DFW sports fans hate, but what sports figures hate DFW? I'd imagine Nico hates anything North Texas at this point.
That hates DFW. Well, when the rivalry was pretty big, I bet you San Francisco hated Dallas quite often, and now Philadelphia, right.
Yeah. Like all the teams from the NFC East probably hated coming down here.
And now that the rivalry was a little heated, I don't know about Houston. Houston, the Astros, as far as baseball goes, they probably felt we were the little stepchildren until...
But in that time before, the like few years before that, the Yu Darvish period of the Rangers were just... destroying them every year.
I bet a lot of teams hated coming to play the Rangers, especially from the north.
Hot.
Summertime,
in July, right.
When they looked at the schedule, like, really? Our trip to Texas this year is in July?
Yeah.
They had to be miserable back in the day.
No, that's true. That's true. But as far as what particular region just can't stand,
I bet Buffalo
Dallas
hates us.
Because we beat Super Bowls?
We beat the Sabres in the Cup.
Okay, maybe.
I bet Buffalo
San Antonio probably hates
disdain.
Dallas just because of the whole Texas thing.
Right. Let's see, what is this? Nick Tater. The commander said he'd get a tattoo if North Texas made the playoffs. What team would have to accomplish what for Donnie to get a tattoo?
East Texas A&M.
Boy, you're picking the most
Doing
unlikely
what?
Of all things.
What? Unlikely my ass.
What do they have to do? Make the playoffs?
Well, they're not going to make the college football playoffs. But I want, you know what? I seriously want to see them make like the NCAA basketball tournament.
Okay.
If they made the big dance, I'd strongly consider getting a lion tattoo somewhere on me.
Okay.
Strongly consider meaning you'd probably do it?
Yeah.
I had put the declaration down that if the Chiefs had won the Super Bowl, the first one, I was gonna get a tattoo, had a little design and everything, and then didn't do it, and then threatened it again for the three-peat, and I guess we don't have to do that.
Yeah, my wife is kind of on me now for maybe getting like matching tattoos, but I've been avoiding that conversation.
Don't do that.
I've been encouraged to get
why wouldn't I?
Kid related tattoo. To. Which I might do. I might do a kid tattoo at
Let's
some
all go get tattoos. I'll get one.
Well, yeah, you're just trying to write it off.
There's not even a team. You don't even care. You'll just go get one.
Well, I care what it is. I'm not just going to go get a random tattoo, but yes, I want multiple more.
You want more?
Yeah.
How many more?
I've been considering a whole nother full sleeve on my left arm, but we'll see. And I got to get this elbow done and some gaps filled on this arm.
Is there any space on your body that's off limits, like neck up?
Yeah, I wouldn't do neck tats or face tats.
But on ear tats.
Would you do chest?
Yeah, because
back.
Honestly, the
like
one
Durant?
The one I have on my back, I wish was on my front because I never see it. I completely forget it's there. I'll catch
myself
in the mirror.
Oh, I had no idea you had a tattoo on your back. Yeah. What is it?
I've shown you before.
I don't remember that.
Pop that top.
It's my family's Scottish crest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah, we've done this whole playlist before.
We have. Yes, I remember. Yeah, but so if East Texas A&M made the football playoff, you wouldn't do it?
Oh, the football playoff? That's not happening, but yeah, of course.
Well, it can't happen because they're in the Southland Conference. But
right, that's what I'm saying.
For their division.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it for that.
Their division. Okay.
Again, I want them to make the big dance.
Well, they can't.
No, the basketball. They can make basketball.
Yeah. I thought you meant the actual.
No. I meant basketball.
They could make that. You're correct.
Yeah, and if they go.
If they win the Southland Conference, they'd get in.
I know.
And then
I'm
tattoos.
Going to the first round wherever they play. They could play in Washington. They could play internationally if they wanted. I will be there.
You know what I'll tell you this? If they make the.
Yeah, what if it was in Jacksonville?
If they make the big dance, I'll go with you. I'll get a lion tattoo as well.
Okay.
Because that'd be fun. Because then I'd have a fun story for it.
Why not? I'll get a lion tattoo. From cheap.com or cheapa.com. If Chappelle came in studio before his show next month, invited, we offer him the forum. But his only requirement was that everyone 9 to 1 had to smoke crack with him. Would everyone agree?
Why crack?
I mean, I'd consider it.
No, I'm out.
I'd consider it. I like Dave Chappelle, unlike you guys.
I don't know, man. I've never done
and
crack.
I've heard you like crack.
So look, I told you that in confidence, okay?
My bad.
Why don't you chill out
Let's
over there?
Let's dump that. Yeah, dump yeah, no, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Is it guaranteed not to kill us?
And you only have to do like one hit. Yeah, you're guaranteed in this hypothetical it does not kill you.
No.
You don't want just one little taste?
No.
Just one tiny rock?
I don't.
The
no.
smallest speckle of a rock.
I'm out. You can handle
and
it.
And big
if,
crack,
if,
too.
If you will smoke it, you can handle the interview.
They say, what did I say crack about? Is arguably one of the most addictive drugs.
Not in this scenario.
Well, if you're not going to get addicted to it and it won't kill you, then yes, I'll smoke
and
it.
And it's with Chappelle.
I'll just take the cigarettes.
Dave.
You know what? Unfiltered menthols.
You're not committed.
I think that's just like crack.
It's basically crack.
Golly, man. I bet you're just like, I mean, it's cocaine, essentially.
You start scratching.
All right. This one from Brian, BKMFFL. You can sleep with your celebrity crush one time, but 1980s Tyson gets to punch you in the face first. Would you?
Yep. First?
Sure yeah. Would. And you're all-timer.
Done. Wait for my face to heal and then go at it.
Oh, I'm in for that.
I think death has to be on the table, unlike in the Chappelle scenario.
That very well might kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't.
No, that I would
shatter
that.
Your
I'm
orbital
fine.
Bone.
I'm fine. That. You know what? Some of the memories I have of my crush will
I can take
suffice.
Care of that myself.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be just fine.
No one punches me
not
at all.
Not taking a straight right hand from Mike Tyson. Oh. Yeah, I'm good.
Let's see.
I'll be tempted.
You're like Glass Joey hits you and he's like, meh, meh.
What's that noise?
Remember when?
Oh,
what was it? It's like,
why did I do the Cabbage Patch before I fell down?
When Glass Joe fell down, he like turned to the side. Remember?
This one from Andrew Robles. You can have a lifetime season ticket for only one of the local teams, but it's the worst seat in the house. What team are you choosing?
Probably the Stars. Stars or Rangers with the worst seat in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go Stars.
Probably. I'd go Rangers. There's a lot of options there. 2 years ago, it would have been a pretty easy answer. Give me Mavs. But things have changed.
Yeah, I don't know about the worst seat in the house, though.
No
I think it's different
you,
for different sports.
Yeah, in hockey, there's really not a... Even if you sit in the last row, you can see the ice just fine and see it all.
Right. Almost I mean, prefer sitting up higher for
honestly,
hockey.
The press box is worse than any seat that is in that building because you're so high up. But basketball, you'd be further away.
The worst seat in the house at AT&T Stadium would suck.
And Rangers, do they still have obstructed view seats at the new park?
I'm sure there are a few.
Because they used to at the old one for sure.
Yeah.
I always thought that was so strange.
There's this guy on TikTok that does the best obstructed view seat in every stadium he goes to. So he intentionally buys it and then does a little content for it.
Smart.
It's a great bit.
It's creative.
Like, he got a seat at Wrigley this weekend. It was actually not bad because of the way the field was oriented. He pretty much had the whole football field in his view.
Okay. Interesting.
Let's see. Let's go to Texas America. Does it seem that men are wearing gray sweatpants more now? Now, this is definitely a female thing led on the internet.
No.
That, you can see some outlines of things in gray sweatpants, apparently.
Yeah, just don't pay attention
to the camel.
That, so I don't know.
Reverse.
Yeah, the reverse.
The trunk.
Oh, what do they call that?
The anaconda?
The imprint, or whatever they say. Yeah, I don't know. I don't own gray sweatpants, so I have no clue.
Maybe
I don't
you should
know if
get
I own
some.
Sweatpants.
You don't own sweatpants at all?
Pretty sure I don't.
No,
I
do.
All my joggers are essentially sweatpants.
Pants?
Oh, yeah, I guess I do own a pair of that. Of those. Of them.
Yeah, you see it a lot online. The girls are commenting on, if my man comes downstairs with gray sweatpants on, he's not getting out or something like that.
Yeah, or they don't let you go anywhere with the gray sweatpants
on. My wife
doesn't
care.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if that's even a thing.
I probably could have gray sweatpants on that's like three sizes too small.
She's like, get out of here.
Hey, bring me back a loaf of bread.
Right. Don't be gone too long.
Who cares?
Has anyone on the station attempted the 9 hot dog, 9 beer, 9 inning challenge? I don't believe anybody's tried that, but we have had a hot dog eating contest on the station. Ryan Medellin gave it a shot.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And I think he made it through like four hot dogs, two and a half, three, four hot dogs before he gave up.
Oh, there's not I couldn't even do just one.
Man, nine,
now
nine
you go
beers.
With, I'm talking about one of the challenges. Like if you had a hot dog and inning, that's... No, I couldn't make it.
I couldn't definitely make it.
No.
9 beers? That's a beer an inning? You'd be hammered by the time that thing was over.
So much liquid.
Well, I mean, maybe. Depends on what kind of beer it was.
I do wonder about the 9, like, tiny mixed drinks. I think that may be a little
nine
more
shots?
Accomplishable than the 9 beers.
How
it's
tiny?
Just so much liquid.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. You'd be so full. And you're talking, especially in today's baseball, so that's like 2.5 hours, 9 beers.
Right. Now with the pitch clock.
You'd be hammered.
Just think about the bloating with the 9 hot dogs and 9 beers.
Just reduce my liquid intake. And I'm not saying I can do it, but that's way more manageable than just the sheer amount of liquid that you're taking and consuming in that short period of time.
How many ounces do you think would suffice for you?
Beer?
Because you're talking out there, it's what, like 16-ounce pints, I guess?
Probably 12 or 16.
12 is still way too much. It's 9 inches. That's 108 ounces of beer in that short of time. That's a ton.
Good job.
It happens.
There's no chance.
I'm just saying if you just give
me... Not in 2.5 hours. That's too
much. A nice...
And maybe get a couple extra innings in there.
Little round mixed drink. Let me mix it, though.
Extra innings is extra time for you to catch up.
I'm actually curious. I feel like I know some guys that could consume that much liquid very quickly and still function.
Like your stomach's all hurting, and
that's a lot, man.
If
but
you if you let me mix the drinks, I could do 9 mixed drinks in 9 innings.
Okay, but how many ounces in a mixed drink are you talking?
I'm talking about the real tiny,
like
cups.
4 ounces, like the ones we use to sample beer on sip, like something like that small.
Well, that's really small.
Yeah, no, he's talking about just like a standard drink cup.
Yeah, the real tiny.
Are you only filling it like a quarter of the way full though?
Like I said, let me mix the drinks. It will be okay.
Because you order an old fashioned from Donnie and you get like a sip. It's ridiculous.
So you're doing 4 ounces of liquid and the rest is just ice.
He's got a big ice ball in there.
No. I just like to... It has to taste good in order for you to consume it like that. That's my point.
But then you'd be doing essentially 9 shots of alcohol, of hard liquor.
We're mixing it, though. We're mixing it in the right way.
Still the same amount.
I know. I think that's the only chance I have to complete a challenge like that. There's no way I could do 9 beers.
We need to write this down because this seems like...
I mean, you'd have to take me home.
Campound... Next year.
Yeah.
9 shots in...
Give him 3 hours.
Because the Stars will be playing. It'll be playoffs. So that'll be roughly 2.5 hours.
Oh, there'll be a Rangers game on, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it there.
Camp out.
At least I can just fall asleep if I don't make it.
Nine shots.
Or go all night.
You're doing a shot
baseball?
An inning. And then you can pour it into whatever you want.
No. I need to mix it. I need mixers. I'm not taking a shot.
Okay. I'm saying 1 ounce of alcohol, a shot of alcohol, but you can put it in whatever
you
want.
You can do whatever you want.
We can try.
It.
Right.
I would definitely try that.
And I'll try the beer thing. There's no way, but still,
let's
why not?
Do it.
See?
Let's do it.
We're figuring everything out.
This is great, but I'm going to do super light lagers and just crush them.
Okay.
I got to down like five and then see where I'm at.
You're going to get to 225 by the seventh inning.
All right. Good luck with all that. Birdhouse.